To reconvene for the administrative portion of this meeting. And there's nothing on the consent agenda.
Jeez.
So we'll move into the discussion matters, and I don't have anything there either. So
I just wanted to continue our discussion on our data center roundtable workshop planning. So I have been reaching out to both RTOs to try to kind of narrow down some dates. I know we kind of indicated a preference for the week we were just talking about, that I think it's the last week in July. There is some availability depending on if we want in-person versus virtual attendance from some of them. I'm assuming just because of the holidays, people have been a little bit slower to respond than usual. So SPP has confirmed they would be available to be here in person August 1st or 2nd. And if we would allow them to be virtual, they could do July 25th and 30th also. And I'm still waiting for a response from MISO.
Well, I'd say we should just pick it. And they can provide the expertise. I mean, they have, you know, different levels. And I think that, you know, we aren't looking for, like, the top dog. Sorry. We don't need John Baer to be here.
Right.
So right. They can, you know, find the best possible person who's available that day to provide info.
Yeah, I agree. What room is available? I think that's going to make a difference, too, regarding the in-person online availability.
Did I not print that? Pamela, do you still have that email? So I know the last time we had checked, so we were looking at that time, July 22nd through the 25th. So July 22nd, both rooms, both Pioneer and the Brunhild Haugland room, were available. The 23rd, neither. The 24th, the Pioneer room only is available. And the same with the 25th.
The first? The day that SPP is available, did you say?
I had just got that information this morning, so I don't know that we had shopped those dates. I'm just checking.
Well, I like those two.
I mean, if SVP is available in person, I think we should go with that one personally, but.
Do either of you have a preference between the first and second?
Yep,
I think they'd probably much rather do it Thursday than Friday.
Yeah, and did they say they were available both days?
They said they were available either the first or the second.
I think the first is just generally going to be better. Fridays in the summer.
I did find my email. The first and second are both available for both of those rooms.
Okay. Yeah, I like August 1st in the preference. I mean, just because we haven't heard the Brunhild Haugland room, just because of the technology.
Is the technology better there? I know the noise is sure worse, but maybe they've gotten it fixed now.
I don't know if it's been fixed yet. We can follow up on that piece of it, but I know after we had that hearing in there, we did hear that the heat HVAC system wasn't finalized in that room yet at that time, and they expect the finalization to significantly quiet that down. Because I agree, I did notice that was my one frustration in that room was the noise.
Well, how about if we set it for August 1st and give Victor discretion to find and book a room?
Do you have a preference, Matt?
I prefer the Pioneer room. Much more familiar with it, but I can make either work.
Go ahead, Victor, Matt, work it out with the room.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, I think they both work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's fine. Plenty big. I don't think it's be bigger than that.
I don't know what the head count is of one versus the other, but when in functional space, I don't know that one provides more seating than the other. I mean, the Haugland room is organized a little bit better for people to kind of come and go without causing disruptions, but we can also get Pioneer organized in such a way that it's not such a big deal either.
Yeah, trust you guys can work it out.
Yep, we'll figure out the HVAC thing, and I'll work with Matt, and we will choose one, but August 1st it shall be.
Okay.
We will need to kind of think about an agenda for that. I don't know if you want me to work with one of you specifically, or if we can come back at the next meeting to talk about agenda items. I mean, certainly you should all be thinking about it, I think, but
I don't think we have time to wait until the next.
I think you should start working on an agenda and send it out. And who's doing
what?
I'm
happy to work with you on it. I'll be at NARUC and see some of the ways that they're, you know, we've got a general session focused on this and some of the perspectives that are brought out. So
certainly,
I'm happy to.
I'll probably send something out to all three of you just with some initial thoughts.
Yeah.
And then if you want to reply individually, and work it up.
Good.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
We should get that on the calendars for legislators, though, fairly soon. Because I think it's pretty important for them to.
As soon as we get the room locked down, which one we're going to use, we'll start sending out at least advance notices to everybody. Yeah, save the dates that we're going to do. Does anyone have a preference on a name? It would be nice to at least get that.
Take care, Dave.
What did you have? What did you say at the beginning there?
I said roundtable, technical conference.
I like technical conference. I think.
Yeah.
So, data center technical conference.
I think we should call it data technical
conference.
Data center. I think like power needs. And governance technical conference.
It's a pretty long name.
Well, I want people to understand, like, a data center technical conference isn't
sure.
Doesn't really tell them, like, are we promoting data centers? Are we trying to gather them? Like,
data center
oversight,
data center
considerations,
development. Data center impacts.
Data center siting is what pops into my head, but I don't know that we want to use that term.
Data center impacts. Impacts of data centers. Technical conference on data center impacts. And then there'll be, it's largely power, though. We're mostly talking about the impacts of the power.
I don't think it's related to energy.
Yeah, I think it's
like the noise issues.
Right. And we don't need to get, we don't have enough time to get into all that.
And it's long, but data center / large load energy use impact technical conference.
Energy impacts. You don't need use. Large load, God, there's some other name that they're calling this now. One more, they used it at MISO. There was a really good speaker that I got. Adam was supposed to get to you. He's from South Dakota. He knows, he provided a kind of tutorial to the board and the whole MISO community. There's a word.
Well, when you find it.
Large loads. It's almost like supersized loads, but it's not that. It's more. It might be mega loads.
Super large loads.
Supersize it.
Super duper.
Hyperscale data is hyperscale. But maybe people don't know what that is.
I doubt it.
I mean, looking at large load versus hyperscale, I think people would be more
large load.
Yeah.
Data center / large. They aren't really data centers either, isn't it? Are they? Is AI considered a data center? Okay.
Yep.
So data center / large load power impacts.
Yeah, in the free.
Yeah, I think that's technical conference. I think that's a large.
Power needs and impacts. Power use and impacts.
I mean, the impact kind of covers it.
That's what we're really after, is the impact.
Power impacts.
So do we want to add technical conference at the end of that? Again,
just how about me. Just conference? Why does it have to be technical? I mean,
discussion?
Discussion, yeah.
Meeting?
Round table?
Workshop?
Workshop.
To me, round table indicates you have a group of people,
yeah,
and we all like just right, kind of butt in and have a casual conversation.
Yep.
Well, with
workshop,
are we hoping for a takeaway? We're hoping for some takeaways, right?
Honestly,
potentially. I mean, like,
I would say we're hoping for education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Workshop. I think workshop is kind of what we're after. People learning. Data center / large loads, power impacts. Well, maybe we just say large load power impacts. I mean, or one or the other. Do we need data center and large load?
Well, if we say data center, I feel like we need large load.
Because they aren't all large?
Well, it could be something else. I don't have a thing in mind. Maybe someone wants to manufacture widgets in the middle of nowhere where there's not a lot of excess power, and their manufacturing process is going to take 300 megawatts. Well, then they're just as big of a concern as if 300 megawatts is going to a data center. And so that's
some like metal refining kinds of things could be large users, like a aluminum plant, for example.
Well, I think data center is just going to draw, draw it in, so I think it's good to have it there.
I was going to see if there's any inspiration. There was talk about this. I hate that.
I think
we're calling it riding the wave of load growth. Okay, maybe it's just, okay, how about, I do think technical conference makes it seem more substantive, which it's going to be, so it isn't false advertising. It's just a little longer. Workshop seems a little softer. So did we decide data center or large loads? Did we decide both?
I think I like both.
I like both.
Okay, data center / large loads.
What if you put the technical conference with data center, technical conference, large loads, large load power impact?
There we go.
Data center technical conference : large load power impacts.
Yeah. I like that. That's clear. Good job, Stacy. You guys good with that?
Yep. I'm okay with it.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
talking August 1st?
August 1st.
Like, give me time. I mean, what do you think about
time? 8 a.m. or...
8:30 or 9 to 4 maybe.
That's why I think the agenda is going to be important. To
yes.
To outline topics and right. presenters and.
Yep.
Would agree with that. And then we'll work up agendas and speakers and those kind of things.
Yeah.
And then I started looking on the list of invites.
Yep, so, I mean, my intention would be to send this out to, obviously, the RTOs, all of our investor-owns, Basin, all of the distribution cooperatives.
Statewide.
Yep.
Department of Commerce.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Job well done.
Anything else you need on that?
That's all I need. Thank you.
Did you have anything else that...
Nope.
For discussion or scheduling?
That is all I have for you today.
Does anyone have anything else for discussion or scheduling?
So
just for clarification, this will be on August 1st, and then we're removing Otter Tail for the rest of the week?
Correct.
Or are we holding that for anything else, some of those dates?
I don't believe we are. I got to double check. No, we weren't. There were some of these public input sessions that we did today that are using up some of them.
The ones we approved today are in that week.
Yes.
Which day was that?
A lot of them.
Okay.
The 22nd.
Yeah.
Well, 22nd wasn't an Otter Tail hearing day. That's the previous week.
Those were just the two public. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else on any topic? If not, we are adjourned.